Hello again, dear friends. I hope you recognize that theme song because it means that it's time for Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We're so glad to be with you today, and we're glad that you're with us. And if you're a first-time listener, we invite you to stay tuned as we go to the Word of God and we begin to teach from the Scriptures what the Lord has to say to us. Amen. And God is saying so many wonderful things to give us comfort, consolation, confidence in these last days that we are living. When fear is on every hand, there is a place in the Lord where we can find peace that will overcome, override, be transcendent of all of the trauma. Oh, God is offering us a gift in His Son through His salvation that is beyond any words to fully explain and any worth that can be measured by any amount of money or fortunes. Oh, what we have in Christ is so rich and so wonderful. If you don't know Him today as your Savior, would you please stay tuned as we study the Word of God? I want you to understand how much God loves you today and how far He was willing to go to save you and to save me. It is a love story beyond compare. Amen. And nothing compares to what we have and hold in Jesus Christ today. I wouldn't trade what I have in Christ for anything, anyone. I wouldn't trade places with anybody in the world, no matter what their condition is, in terms of success and wealth and fortune and fame. Ah, friend of mine, to know Jesus and to know that He knows you by name, intimately and personally, that He cares for your soul. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful privilege it is to be a preacher of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ today. Amen. So please stay tuned to this broadcast. If you have your Bibles, would you open them to John's Gospel, chapter 10 in the New Testament. We're going to, just for time's sake, not read all 16 verses, but that's the context of the text in verse 3, speaking of Jesus as the good Shepherd, the mighty Shepherd King who knows us by name. This is about the blessedness of belonging to God. Hallelujah. And God speaks to us of Himself, both Old and New Covenant, as a shepherd caring for sheep, that we might get an understanding of how deeply He cares for us and His wonderful watch care over us. And what an honor it is to be one of the sheep of His fold today. And what a comfort it is to know that He is in charge of this universe and He is in charge of my life today because I have come to know Christ as my Savior. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, you can rest in Him in full assurance and confidence today. You can experience a peace that passes all understanding in a world that is plagued by fear on every hand. Oh, today we got a wonderful message. Amen. Just before we get into it, we would like to invite you to come to our website. If you just type in THCOG, THCOG, it will take you to our homepage. You can find out about us. You can find a statement of faith, testimonies, great music, sermons, and teachings from WMAF that have been put up on the web. And it's just exciting today, amen, to get into God's Word together like this. And you can certainly come to our website, download anything there that you find that would be of a benefit and blessing to you. And if you have any kind of MP3 player, you can download from podcast any of the materials. You can also follow us after coming to our website on Facebook or Twitter, and we just welcome you to participate with us in disseminating the gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world. Amen. This little station right here in Madison is streaming on the World Wide Web. That means anywhere in the world, anyone is connected to the World Wide Web. They can listen live to the programming, good family-friendly programming, good gospel music here, good classic country, gospel preaching, not just by myself, but others, live services from churches right there in Madison that is going up onto the World Wide Web and through that anywhere God wants to send His Word in the world. And we're part of that great company that publish God's Word. And we're thankful for the other ministers that are faithful in their calling to reach out through every way that they can and the churches that sponsor them. God bless you today. Hallelujah. Well, we want to get into this mighty Word of God today from God's holy book, the Bible. John's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 1 through 16 is the context for the text. Our heading today for the fourth in this series of teachings is The Good Shepherd Knows My Name, the blessedness of belonging to God. The great theme of these scriptures is that we serve a God who identifies Himself to us as a shepherd king that loves His sheep and cares for them personally. Amen. Jesus taught much about God the Father being a great shepherd and that He Himself is the good shepherd. Praise God. And let me just read verse 3 from John 10. It says, "To him, to Christ, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear His voice, and He calleth His own sheep by name and leadeth them out." He calleth His own sheep by name and leadeth them out. There's a significance here in terms of the intimate knowledge that God has of you and God has of me. He doesn't deal with us aloof in His heaven, far off, but He deals with us up close and very, very personal. He doesn't just lump us in and call us His flock. He knows us individually. He knows us personally. And because He knows His name, we can rest in Him. We've been teaching from the great shepherd psalm in the Old Testament that in Psalm 23:2, He makes me to lie down in green pasture. We began with the first verse, amen, because He knows our name, that we have a shepherd who cares for us. The Lord is my shepherd, and by virtue of that, David said, "I shall not want." He maketh me to lie down in green pasture, and He leads me beside still waters. I can rest in Him. And because He knows my name, because He knows me and you, if you're a Christian today personally, and by the way, let me just say this, if you're not a Christian today, He knows you as intimately, and He wants to care for you as personally, as He does anyone who has been saved, no matter how long they've been saved today. Because He knows my name, I can count on Him to restore me. The third verse of the great Psalm 23 said, "He restoreth my soul, and He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Today we want to deal with something that everyone is facing all over the world. And because He knows our name as Christians, I have no reason to fear. Psalm 23:4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff comfort me." Jeremiah 2 and verse 6 says, "They did not ask, where is the Lord who brought us up out of Egypt, who led us through the barren wilderness, through a land of deserts and rifts, a land of drought and darkness, a land where no one travels and no one lives." That word darkness here in the footnote means the shadow of death, the shadow of death. There were great valleys in many of the lands where sheep were kept in ancient times, that because of the shadow of the rock on either side of that valley, most of the day it was almost dark within those valleys, and predators would lay in wait in those dark valleys where the sheep passed through to get to the good pasture land. And because they couldn't be seen, the dangers were lurking everywhere. It was a very scary place for sheep to go through. But yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no fear of evil. Why? Because the shepherd that loves me, the shepherd that knows me, the shepherd that provides for me, the shepherd that protects me is with me. His rod and his staff, that is where I find my comfort. In the person and his promise of protection, I find comfort when fear and fearful circumstances are all around me. Praise God. It's interesting to note that David, in verse 1 through 3 of the Great Shepherd's Psalm, Psalm 23, is talking about God. But here in verse 4, he's talking to God, declaring his trust and his dependency. Our text teaches us that there will be times in life when we will have to walk through a dark, gloomy, danger-filled valley. Not necessarily death itself, but some dark tunnel through which we cannot see the way. David said, when those times come, God will be with us with his rod and staff. Your rod and your staff, he said, comfort me. The psalmist uses terms that you and I are not very familiar with in the 21st century. He speaks of the shepherd's rod and staff and how they comfort him. Again, I want to quote from Philip Keller, who had kept sheep for many, many years and who commented so beautifully on this great shepherd psalm. And he helps us understand. Listen to what he said. He said, in the Middle East, the shepherd carries only a rod and staff. Some of my most vivid boyhood recollections are those of watching the African herdsmen shepherding their stock with only a long, slender stick and rough, what he called a knob carry in their hands. These are common and universal pieces of equipment to the primitive sheepman. Each shepherd boy, from the time he first starts to tend his father's flock, carries special pride in the selection of a rod and staff exactly suited to his own size and strength. In a sense, the staff, more than any other item of his personal equipment, identifies the shepherd as a shepherd. No one in any other profession carries a shepherd's staff. It is uniquely an instrument used to care for and management of sheep, and only sheep. It will not do for cattle or horses or hogs. It is designed, shaped, and adapted especially to the needs of sheep, and it is used only for their benefit and their blessing. That's why they comfort us. The word comfort is an interesting word in the Bible. It means with strength. To comfort means to give strength to. To comfort means to comfort by increasing the power. The psalmist was persuaded that God would strengthen him and stimulate him so as to enable him to do what needed to be done. I'm comforted in fearful circumstances, because my shepherd king cares for me, calls me by name, and he carries a rod and a staff. Praise God. The shepherd's rod is unique. Many times the Bible speaks of the fact that God will cause his sheep to pass under the rod. In David's time, the sheep passed one at a time under the shepherd's rod on entering or leaving the fold so they might be counted. In the evening, the shepherd would bring his sheep in from the pastures to the sheepfold where the sheep could rest. The shepherd would lead his flock to the door of the sheepfold, and then one by one, name by name. He would tap each one of them with his rod and count them off as they entered the sheepfold. If there was one sheep missing, the shepherd was made aware of it, so that immediately he might go out in search of the wayward sheep. In the morning, the shepherd would come down to the sheepfold. The keeper of the sheepfold would open the door. The shepherd would call out his sheep by name, tapping them with his rod as they came out to make certain that all of them left the fold to head for the pasture lands. By this accurate individual count every evening and morning, the shepherd could determine when one sheep was missing. You know, the Bible said that he's the good shepherd that would leave the 99 and go and search for the one that was missing until he found it. Thus the verse says to me that the good shepherd in heaven will soon be seeking me if I go astray. Says to me that the good shepherd takes an individual interest in each of his sheep, that he knows them by name and calls them by name. The shepherd also used the rod to defend his sheep in times of danger. He stood between his flock and the wild beast. Our shepherd stands between us and the enemy. He is able to give us comfort if we will let him. Oh, no wonder David said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." He could hurl that rod when he saw a predator and hurl the rod to chase it away, or hold the rod and use it as a club to beat it away from the sheep. He was fearless when it came to defending the sheep. That's why Christ taught in the New Covenant that the hireling fleeth when the wolf comes. He's not going to put his life on the line when the wolf comes. They're not his sheep. He doesn't really care for them. But the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That's just how committed. And did Jesus lay down his life to deliver us from sin and from Satan and from destruction? Yes, he did, on the cross. He didn't die and the enemy come in. He died so the enemy couldn't come in. And praise God, there's victory today because we have a defender of our soul. I love what Jesus told Peter, and he didn't just speak it to Peter, but to every believer, every child of God today. Amen. He said, "Peter, Satan hath desired to have you." And when he said "you," he wasn't talking just about Peter. It is in the plural. Literally, it could be translated accurately, all of you, every believer, every child of God, every disciple of Jesus Christ. Satan hath desired to have all of you, that he may sift you as the wheat. But I have prayed for all of you. Hallelujah. That your faith would not fail. Praise the Lord. And when you are converted, when you overcome, when you come through and experience the victory that I promised, hallelujah, you're able to strengthen your brethren. Praise the Lord. Amen. God has proven himself to me to be the shepherd God that is identified in both Psalm 23 and the good shepherd king that is identified in John's gospel. I want you to know God has taken care of me and brought me through the valley of the shadow of death more than once. Hallelujah. Delivered me up out of the hand of the enemy. And I can tell you today by personal experience and practical application of this word to my daily life experience, I want you to know, amen, that your shepherd God cares for you. He knows you. He will not forsake you. Amen. And fear can be conquered today. You know, the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, "Thou will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee." And David said when fear comes that he would look unto the hills from whence cometh him help, his help, because his help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. What time I'm afraid, he said, "I will trust in you." Why? Because he saw his God as a good shepherd king that would provide for him and protect him. And he said, "When I'm going through that valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear evil because I know that you carry your rod and your staff to comfort me." Praise God. You may be one of those wayward sheep today that's wandered away from the fold, and you're walking right now in a fearful time and place in your life. Amen. I want you to know God is deeply concerned about you today. Amen. He wants you to come home, back to the fold with Him. He's willing to pick you up and carry you back if you're willing to turn back in your heart toward Him today. Praise God. Sometimes a sheep would become a cast sheep, and he would, as they call them, when a sheep would fall down and because of the weight of his wool was not able to right himself. And friend of mine, the good shepherd would leave the 99 and go looking for that sheep until he finds it. And then he would pick that sheep up, that exhausted sheep many times that had wallowed until it was near death with anxiety and fear, just debilitating it completely. He would put it up on its feet, get under it, pick it up, throw it over his shoulders. You know, almost all the scenes I have ever seen of Jesus carrying a sheep, it was a baby lamb. But shepherds literally would carry a wounded sheep over his shoulders all the way back to the fold. And you may be one of those wounded sheep today that has wandered away out of discouragement or I don't know what the reason is, but I may be rebellion. It may be choosing to compromise your faith that has got you in that position where fear now is the dominant and prominent atmosphere and attitude of your life. Maybe you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now and you feel alone. I want you to cry out to God today. Amen. I want you to come home today. Amen. To the sheepfold. He'll come to you right where you are, and He will pick you up and He will carry you. Praise God. Amen. God wants you back today. He is a good shepherd. And I want to tell you right now, I feel very safe and secure in His fold. But I am comforted to know that if for some reason I wondered that He would come looking for me, amen, He wouldn't just abandon me, disown me. I belong to Him and you belong to God today. And if you're not serving Him, you're out of your element today. That's why the peace is gone and that's why God is calling you back into His fold today. I believe the Lord is looking for somebody right now and you may be that somebody. He wants you to be comforted once again by His rod and His staff. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't want to go any further today toward this shepherd's staff. I want to stop right here on the rod today. Amen. The predator knew that the shepherd's rod was used not just to count them, but to protect them from harm. And the shepherd's rod was something that he used to defend the sheep from a lion, from a bear, and it seems that it's a wooden instrument, that it wouldn't do the job, but he could hurl it and hit with it at great distant. And the sheep had seen the shepherd defend them with the shepherd's rod, and David knew that when trouble come, God had to be his defense. And he knew that God was capable of defending him from any enemy. And he had great confidence. That's why he said, "Thy rod and thy staff comfort me." Praise God. Hallelujah. He called God his shield and his buckler. When the battle became intense, when he was threatened, he knew that God would take up the fight. That God would defend him. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something. If God stands up in your behalf, His rod and His staff comfort us. That's His commitment to you and to me as His children, to not let the enemy hurt us and harm us. Friend, if we don't give place to the devil, make no mistake about it, he cannot have any kind of authority over our life, our bodies, our minds, our families, and certainly not our souls. Hallelujah. There is great victory in Jesus, great comfort in Jesus, great confidence in Jesus, because He said, "I know my sheep, and I know them every one by name." Praise God, and I am committed to their protection and their provision. I'm telling you, if you're a backslider and you're away from God today, how can you not be drawn right now by the Spirit to come back into the safety and the security of the sheepfold? Because the Good Shepherd is seeking you today. Amen. The Good Shepherd is calling you today. There's no place on earth, no circumstance that you could possibly find on this planet that can give you the peace of knowing that you've been protected and provided for by one who has already proved his love and commitment by laying down his life and proving his power to protect you by taking it up again, by being raised from the dead, hallelujah, to seal everything that he said he would do for you, amen, through his sacrifice on the cross. God proved that blood sacrifice was accepted. Praise God, Jesus walked out of that tomb on the third day and was raised for our justification. And my Bible said that he didn't just intercede that one time. Therefore, when he told Peter what he told him about him standing in our behalf, but he ever lives to make intercession for us. Praise God. He proved his love through the cross, proved his power through the resurrection from the dead. And now, because death can't touch him, death can't conquer him, he has proved that he can take us through the valley of the shadow of death, and we don't have to fear any evil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, the threat of death is all around every one of us every minute of every day. And yet, we can live our life with the full confidence that he's going to keep us until he calls us home. And when he calls us home, death is just going to be a doorway to glory. It is not going to be an end. Praise God. It's a comma, not a period, in the life of a child of God. Amen. God loves you today, friend. Even if you don't know him, he knows you intimately and personally. And he cares for you and calls you. Amen. The Bible said, "Behold, I stand at the door," in Revelation chapter 3 of the church of Laodicea, who is a church mainly in name only. And he said, "You know, I stand at the door and I knock." This is the heart door, not just the door to a building or a tabernacle, but to the door of the human heart. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, sup with him, and him with me." And I believe today that Jesus Christ himself is knocking on heart doors to come open to him. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, he cares for you intimately, personally. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows every sin you've ever committed. And he loves you, wants to pardon you, forgive you, save your soul, seal you for eternity by his Holy Spirit. Praise God. And if you will open your heart to him, and if you will pray this very, very day, praise God, he promised to come in. He promised to make you his child, his very own, this very day. Right where you are, you need his rod, his staff, to comfort you today, to give you peace that passes all understanding. Knowing that one day, somehow, some way, at some point in time, you can't stay in this world, in this body. You can have your full assurance that when you take your last breath here, you'll take your next breath in heaven in his presence forever, where death can never harm you, never touch you, never taint you. Oh, hallelujah. What a Savior. What a gospel. If you're a Christian today, you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, a circumstance that is so fearful, and you wonder where God is, I want you to understand he's near you. Let his rod and staff comfort you today, give you peace that passes all understanding. Ah, friend, Come back next week, will you? And let's talk about Jesus.